I always find that all your things are always very, when you start, you're like, welcome. You're always very.
Is it good or bad?
That's good.
It is good? Yeah. Okay. Because, like, you're my only avid listener, I think.
Oh, bullshit.
That's not true. Maya does, too.
I'm sure there's other people.
Well, they get a... Okay. Anyway. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here today with my mom, Rochelle.
Hi.
This is the first episode we're doing together. I feel like we talked about doing an episode together for a long time. For
this
at
is
least
the first episode, so we're having more?
Oh, are we having more?
You said this is my first...
This is... Well, yeah, that's true. I want to say what you do as... A profession?
As a profession?
Yeah.
So I went to college to take my accounting diploma back in the 90s. And I, since then, worked at different corporations in the accounting field. And then I went out on my own and I am basically self-employed doing accounting services for multiple different clients.
Nice. And right now we're in Vancouver. Mom came to visit me. I've been here for 6 weeks and it's the longest we've ever spent apart. And so we've been spending the past couple days just hanging and going to the beach and drinking and doing fun Vancouver things.
It's been amazing. It's like a mini vacation for
it
me.
It is. Oh my God. It's a staycation for
me. Well,
it
helps that the weather has been amazing. And our Airbnb is like a little bit of like a Florida...
Yeah.
Condo vibe.
Yeah, condo vibe. Okay, so Mom and I basically want to talk about a lot of different things. One thing that I want to start with is the fact that you and Dad are high school sweethearts and you've been together since you were 16 and Dad was 17. Yes. And I feel like, and Mom and Dad had Cam and I, my brother and I, when you were 20.
I was 25 when I had Cameron and I was 26 when I had you.
Okay, yeah. And I was an oopsies.
A little bit.
Like, you didn't mean to have
like
me...
Like, a really good oopsies.
Like, you didn't mean to have me that early.
No, you were not planned at that time.
I'm happy with how close in age we are, though. Yeah. Despite how much that sucked growing up.
Right, right. It was a lot of work, but I'm glad how close you guys were, too. It's just, we didn't plan it like that, but it happened, and we just sort of made it work.
Yeah.
And in the end, it was really good.
Yeah, right? I agree, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
So I want you to kind of talk about, like, how you and Dad met, and then... how you got together and the fact that, like, you've been together literally since you were in, what, grade 10 or grade 11?
I think grade 11 for me.
And you had grade 13 back then, so you you were together for, like, 2 or 3 years of high school.
Yeah, so we went to the same high school, but Jeff is 1 year older than me, so he, you know, I would, whatever, see him in the halls or whatever, and a couple of his friends I knew. And then, I don't know, out of the blue one day, Jeff just called me. And I was like, Jeff McDonald, what? He's calling me? Okay. And so we
did you
just...
think he was cute?
Yeah, yeah, totally. No, I didn't know.
And he's a year older.
Yeah, so he's a year older. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'd had some relationships with people in high school, my grade, and, you know, nothing came of it or whatever. And there's this mature kind of like... I don't know. I didn't really know much about him. He was like kind of like interesting and, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll go on a date with you. Okay.
So he called you and like asked you on a date right away? Had you talked before then in person?
No. No.
Really?
No, he just randomly called me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But you knew of each other.
I knew of him, so I guess he knew of me since he called me. And
yeah.
So we just kind of chatted on the phone a couple times and then...
And I want to preface that back then you had to call and be like, hi, can I talk to Rochelle? Like, your parents would have answered the phone.
100%. There was no cell phones. Yeah. There was no Identicall back then. Like, Identicall even... Do you guys even know what Identicall is? It would, like, come across your phone saying what the phone number was that was calling. It was like... Okay. It was like you on your cell phone.
It's
now.
Caller
you
ID.
Know. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, back then it was, like, a big deal because you had to pay for that service, too.
Oh, okay. So he called and one of your parents probably answered. And he was like, hey, can I talk to Rochelle?
Yeah, I don't remember those exact details.
But he really put himself out there.
No, he put himself out there. And he reached out to me. And then, whatever. Then we started dating. And we hung out, went to the movies, and just started dating.
Yeah.
And then things were great for the first year. Well, our relationship has always been great.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, family dynamics and stuff like that,
yeah.
We were together for 1 year. And my parents got divorced, which was like a shock to me and a shock to my sister and I. We didn't see it coming whatsoever. And he was like, just, he was just my rock. He was just there for me. Whatever I needed, I could go to him. It was like my escape from whatever was going on with my parents. And then every Sunday we'd have to go visit. My mom left us. So my mom left my sister and I with my dad. My dad was a mechanic, or has always been a mechanic, so blue collar worker. My mom's a nurse, so, you know, both very hardworking. Left us, my dad with a mortgage and two teenage girls.
It is so crazy to hear, and I'm really excited. Well, obviously, like, that's not exciting, but to hear your story start to finish, because I've obviously known your story throughout my life,
right?
But it's really cool that we're going to talk about it from start to where we are now.
Right, right.
So that's huge, and you didn't expect them to get divorced.
No,
and it just happened, and you were in high school, and you've been with dad for a year, and your parents seemed happy, or they seemed okay.
Yeah, they seemed happy. Like, Jeff had been around at the house. We went on a trip to Florida together, all of us, in my motor home that I had, you know, growing up. And then my mom, she decided that the grass was greener on the other side, as she said.
And she'll say, like, she said to me now, she's like 69 now, and she'll literally say, the biggest regret of my life is divorcing your grandfather.
Right.
Which is like, oh, well, there's a lot that happened between then and now. And I feel like whenever people say to you and dad, like, how did you always make it work? How have you been together so long and you've raised these kids and, you know, we have a good head on our shoulders, and you literally always say, we're always a team, but you also just say, I don't know, we just did it.
Yeah. We just had to do it, you know? And
yeah.
And Jeff and I just, I don't know, I guess we bonded so well in that first year that he was there just to, he was there regardless. Whatever I was going to go through, we were going to go through together. And we did.
That's really cute.
Right? And like, he, you know, like, thank God he, his parents, you know, lived together, and him and his brother and sister were there, and he was able to just be in his house, and I was able to come whenever I wanted. I went for dinner, like, I don't know how many times I had dinner with them. And they, like, that was, like, kind of, I guess, where I found my family. I don't
know. But it's not like they were, like, a wholesome, like, swell family.
Well, no, but, like, they were very inviting to me.
That's good.
Like, they didn't, they were just, like, sort of understanding. They didn't know what I was really going through, but like, they just let Jeff do whatever Jeff wanted to do.
Yeah, so I think that's also an interesting thing, because it's hard, because like, I've lived it, so I know it, but like, I feel like grandma and pop, like dad's parents, they weren't in a happy, loving, maybe then they were in a happy, loving marriage. Definitely near the end of it, they weren't, like, they just cohabitated, really.
Yeah, they just cohabitated then too, but they weren't, I don't know. They just let me kind of come. They didn't.
They wasn't, I feel like, they were very easygoing. Yeah. And dad was the youngest out of everybody, and he just got to do his thing. And,
And everything in that first year, I don't know how many, I don't know how long it was before my sister went to university. So I was 17 when my parents separated. So I guess a couple years that my dad's stayed in the house we grew up in until my sister went to university. And, like, literally, as soon as she, like, flew to Vancouver to go to university, he put the house up for sale.
That's crazy.
And, yeah, that's, like, the house that we grew up in. We'd been in since I was, like, six, I think. So, but with that, understandably, it was, like, a four-bedroom house that my parents still had a mortgage on. There, why would my dad and I be the only ones living there?
Yeah, that makes sense.
With a dog.
Yeah.
And so my dad decided to sell the house. And he didn't know what to do. So he bought a trailer. And he bought, like, a fifth-wheel trailer. And he was like, well, we're just gonna, at this point, I think I should have saw the signs and I should have moved out. I went along with that, which was a huge challenge. Our furnace broke, or our water broke. It was cold all the time. I had to go to Jeff's place to do my laundry. I had to go there to have a shower.
Yeah.
I would go to college and I would just, like, have a baseball hat on all the time. And I, like, look back and wonder why I made no friends. And I'm like, oh, right. I, like, wouldn't talk to anyone because I was, like, feeling, you know, like, I hadn't, whatever, I didn't, wasn't on my A game or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But I paid my way through college, and Jeff, you know, finished college and started working, and we were able to save, or he saved more money than I did because I was still in school. But mm-hmm. we were able to start our life by putting a down payment on a house. That was the yeah. first thing we did when so we
you,
moved out.
You got engaged. Oh my God, that's really crazy to think you never rented ever. No. You never lived. Wait, so when you got engaged, you didn't even live together when you were engaged?
No.
That's so weird. I was yeah. thinking about that before I fell asleep last night. I was like, wait, yeah. you guys got engaged because no. your house wasn't ready by the time you got married. So you lived.
And we lived with my mom. You shouldn't start your marriage living in your mom's basement.
Oh, yeah. So I remember yeah. you literally saying, Dad said to you, so if we ever have to live with your mom again, like, this will not work out.
Yeah, no. He was like, we can never, ever live with your mom again because it will ruin our marriage.
Yeah.
Which.
It would.
It would.
So then, like, pretty early on into being married, you had Cam, and then.
Yeah, so as soon as there was the first grandchild,
yeah.
nephew
yeah.
in the family, Dad, Jeff wanted to have a baby. Like, I want to have a kid. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't even have, like, I was working, but I didn't have a full-time job. Like, I was on contract. And I was like, can we just wait? I always knew I wanted to be a mom. Always.
That's exactly how I am. Holy shit. Okay.
Right?
I'm really curious. I just thought about this because people say we're so similar. I'm curious how our voices will sound, like, being recorded compared.
People won't know who's talking.
Or know. And so now Dad and you have been together for how many years?
Actually, in November, it will be 30 years.
Will it really?
Yeah.
Oh my
November
God.
November 17th.
So how the hell have you made your marriage work literally from the time you were 16 years old to being 46 now?
We've always had a very, very open relationship in terms of, like, talking and being very open with each other and mm-hmm. being to work things out.
You guys aren't fighters.
We
at
don't
all.
Fight.
Like, it, you don't no, yell. No, you don't get really we aren't, angry. No.
And, you know, if we ever had a disagreement, we would, like, make sure that we were both okay or talk about it before mm-hmm. we would go to bed or whatever. We are a team. Like, yeah. we literally are a team. Like, literally to the point where, like, last week, I was like, oh, my God, thank you for unloading the dishwasher. He's like, oh, yeah, thanks for washing the floor. Or, like, whatever
That's
it was.
So
like,
cute.
Like, because, like, you are a team. And, like, sometimes I feel like I clean the kitchen all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, geez, you know? Like, but he'll do it. And, he, you know, he cooks dinner every night. Yeah. But I cook him breakfast every morning. Like,
yeah.
so that's where the team sort of thing comes in.
Yeah.
And, like, he's always worked from home and I haven't. Mm-hmm. But now COVID, I am working at home. And so the dynamics totally change. And you just, I don't know, we just have always stayed connected. And mm-hmm. we always made time for ourselves. That was the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you guys were little, we always had date night. Or we really? Always tried to have date night.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Yes. We would all, like, maybe there was a time when it didn't happen because you were so young and yeah. stuff like that. And we couldn't get a babysitter for both of you.
Yeah.
But as soon as we could, yeah. we were like, okay.
You just, like, need your one-on-one time.
But then also, like, I needed my time and he needed his time. So he would go on fishing trips. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being in the driveway crying when he left on a fishing trip. And I'm like, you're leaving me with these two little tiny kids? You're like, that's crazy. But then he would, like, make me go. Back then, I used to go scrapbooking. And he would make yeah. me go on a scrapbooking weekend.
Yeah.
You know? And he would take your pacifiers and they'd get lost while I was at the... at the and I'm like,
lost
you did
in
what?
Air quotation marks. Because he throws them out.
I'm like, what? How'd he do? Did he sleep? And he's like, he's totally fine, Rochelle.
Awesome. And I feel like because of your relationship, Cameron and I have always gotten, we're so lucky, we've always gotten to see two parents who love and support each other so much that, like, we want that so badly.
Right.
And when we were both in our first ever, like, serious relationships, we were in them at the exact same time. And I remember you and Dad being like, you know, like, you guys don't need to stay with, like, your first boyfriend or girlfriend. And
we kept saying
you
that
said
too.
That to us so much. And we were like, shut up, we're in love. Like, guys, like, whatever, man. We're like, you did that. So I think, like, that was funny. But you guys have always treated us like equals our entire lives. Like, you've definitely protected us from, you know, things that we shouldn't have known about when we were young. But you've yeah. always just been honest and real with us. You never forced us to do competitive sports or dance if we didn't want to. You never made us do shit that we didn't want to do. And you always just, like, talked to us like we were just equals. Yeah. And I think that contributes to, like, my maturity for sure.
I think a huge part of it is us getting the cottage when we did. You guys were, how old were you, 10?
Yeah, I think I was 10.
And, you know, that was just when, you know, social media and Wi-Fi and everything was really, really starting to kind of be a thing.
Yeah.
And we had nothing at the cottage.
I never even thought about that.
We would go up north and we would just have to be together. We would be outside in nature. There was no distractions. We would sit together and watch old movies like Vacation and all of those. And that's what gave us the bond.
I never even thought about that. That's such a good point. Because, it's like, huge. Our cottage is a boat-in access.
Cabin.
Like, it's a cabin. We bring our own water. There's no running toilets.
No.
And there's no Wi-Fi. There's never been Wi-Fi. And I feel like that is true. When we were at such a pivotal age, we would go up and you would let me do puzzles and watch movies all day.
No.
Like, you let me do my thing. Like, you never gave me shit for not coming outside. No, but thank God
it wasn't like Hannah Montana on PVR for 24/7.
Oh my God.
It was just like, and I would sit there and do the puzzles with you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or we'd go outside and we would go on a hike, or we would like build a campfire, or we like. And it wasn't like we were around doing all swell, like, we're going to have, like, you know, we're just going to play Monopoly tonight, everybody, because that never went well. We never did those kind of things. We just hung out, and we were just real. Always.
100%. Always. I feel like that's the biggest thing overall my entire life of growing up with you guys, is that you and Dad have always been so real with us. And, like, I think it is important to mention your mom and how she has had mental health issues your entire life.
No, my whole life, since I was in grade 8. My grandmother died when I was a baby, so my mom had mental issues then.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandfather died when I was in grade 8, and my mom had a complete mental breakdown, mm-hmm. to the point where she was in the hospital on a psychiatric ward,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go and visit her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just a huge, huge, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
I don't even know.
Suction.
She takes all your energy. She She's such a focus in your life.
And so I always wanted to just focus on my family, which is you and Cameron and Jeff.
Yeah. And because everyone has family drama, that's how the world works.
Absolutely.
And I think she just creates so much drama that between the four of us, we would like, and this isn't to say, holy shit, Cameron and I fought all the time growing up. Oh. Like, I would yell at him saying I hate him. I remember slapping him in the face and him crying. And you were like, dude, you deserve that. You have been tormenting her forever.
Yeah.
Like,
there were years when, well, yeah, I had so much stress when it came to you and Cameron fighting. Like, so much. But, like, when we came out of all of that, I don't know what finally clicked with you guys.
I think what finally clicked is Cameron and I were both in serious relationships in high school, and we both dated them for like 2 years, and he broke up with his girlfriend before I broke up with my boyfriend at the time. But when him and his ex broke up, he was having a really hard time, and him and I, like, really connected. And, like, you and Dad knew about what both of us were going through, but, like, you would kind of go to bed and Cam and I would keep talking.
Yeah.
And then when I needed to end my relationship, Cameron was like, dude, I've been through the same thing. And he just told me his own stories. And he was like, don't worry, you'll break up when you go to university.
Which is amazing, because that's the kind of advice you need, the support. Because Dad and I, like,
you don't understand, because you've never done it. You've never lived it. And
we can give that motherly or fatherly advice that you're supposed to give or try to give.
Yeah.
But when you have a sibling going through it, that's the best bonding ever. And, like, you know, you guys fought like crazy growing up. But the bond was there. And you love each other like
crazy.
You can't even, like, put it in paper.
Like, he is more protective. I think he's more protective over me than Dad is. Because Dad is, like he was when you started dating. He's so easygoing. He's so mature. And he lets me live my life and do my thing. And he knows I'll make good decisions. But with Cameron, like, he's way more judgmental of people I date than Dad is. And, like...
Well, he should be. He's your older brother.
I know. He's like, I am supposed to be on your older brother. But he's only, like, a year and a half or a bit over a half older than me. So I don't have a big age cap. Because if I date a guy older than him, he's going to have an issue.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
I will. But, like, it is true that we've all just had such quality time together. And, like, you guys have always been so real with us.
Yeah.
And, like, we've been able to be so real with you. Like, I remember I was so young and you would be so honest about what you're going through with your mom.
Well, and like, we've had a lot of family trauma happen too.
Yeah.
And like, Caroline died and I was 32 years old, so you were very young, and that you were totally around all of that. Mm-hmm. And then recently Warren died.
Yeah.
And you were like, you have to, like, we have to be real with you, and you have to know what happens in life, and like,
yeah,
how much, you know, we need to hang, like, just appreciate what we have. Mm-hmm. And just,
and it's crazy, like, when Pop died too, though, it was so raw for all of us, and it was so close to home for all of us, that was really hard, because I think I remember, like, I was like hurting so much, but I knew how sad you guys were that I didn't want to, like, show mine.
That was hard. Pop dying was like a different, because it was Dad's family, and they're not, like, not that they're not emotional, mm-hmm. but they're a little bit more guarded.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, yeah, that was, and like, you were so close to him.
Yeah.
You know, and and for me, that was probably the hardest thing. Like, I didn't even know how to, like, be there for you.
Yeah. But that was, like, pivotal in my life.
I know.
And, get so emotional.
I know,
oh my god,
right?
We can't start crying.
No, we can't start crying.
Oh my god, I could. But I think, like, that changed a lot, but it really changed who I am. And, like, then when Warren died last year, like, Warren and Caroline were both cousins of Mom, that, you know, you were close with, like, siblings the exact same age as you too, which is just crazy. But it's just shown me to appreciate life, and we have talked about that so much because we've had really tragic deaths. And then 2020 is just fucked and got fucked because dad had a seizure 10 years ago, and it was kind of a one-off, and then he had another one at the beginning of 2020, and that was the most emotional, like, the after effects of that was the most emotional I've ever seen him in my life.
Me too. Never seen Jeff cry that much in my life. Like, you know, I could probably count on one hand the past 30 years. And then this year,
mm-hmm.
I don't have enough fingers.
Yeah. And it's, and,
but, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, I mean, he's totally fine. He's healthy and everything. But, like, we see what you and Cameron have become.
But, like, as parents, like, you guys are so amazing. And it's crazy, though, because you guys set an example. You guys are the reason, you know, we are the way we are.
And I'm really glad that you guys both got past your first relationships, and it's not like,
thank
oh
God.
My God, we have to date the first fucking person we meet.
No,
I'm
because
like,
Cameron...
I'm like, no! I'm like, no, that's not the one.
No, you and Dad, no. And when Cameron and I both got out of that first relationship, we were like, thank God.
Well, and it's so hard as parents because, like, you can't, like, tell your kid that that's not the one they're supposed to be with when you're in love with them, or you're whatever.
You think
you're in love with them. Like,
yeah.
It's such a hard situation as a parent because, like, you have to let you figure it out.
And that's what, like, I love you so much for is that no matter where I've been in life, you let me figure it out. Me saying I want to move to Vancouver, you're like, you're crazy, girl, but go off. And now Mom is here and
picking up the pieces.
She's picking up my pieces. She held me the other night while I cried before bed. You know, like, you...
This is making you the strongest... Like, you're already a strong woman. But this is just adding another level, layer to you and what you're experiencing. And you're going to be fine. And you're going to come home.
Mom's like, my favorite part about all of this, despite you being sad, is that you're going to come home. And that's...
And, like, we love Vancouver. And, like, we're totally going to come here. You're going to come back again.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll live here. Who knows?
But the biggest thing I've learned from being away from you for 6 weeks is that I don't want to be away from you for six weeks.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm going to make you cry again. but, like, the relationship the four of us have is so special. And I wanted to, like, I don't even know if we've really touched on it, but how we've come as close as we have and how that's even possible.
And 2020 has really brought us, like, really close. Oh, my God. Just because, yeah, like, you do have a health scare, and yes, that's fine, but...
But I think it makes us get even more, like, not real, but more vulnerable with each other, and I have so much more heart-to-hearts with Dad.
Oh, and when you see Jeff and Cameron cry together, God. That is, like...
It's, like, literally life-changing.
Totally,
like,
changing.
It's absolutely, like, I remember when Pop died, the four of us hugging and crying, yes, like, in his bedroom.
Yes.
But, like, what happened in 2020 was, like, and also, if you haven't listened to other episodes, our dog died a week after Dad had a seizure, so, like, let's just add that into the mix. But it's, like, these things have just made us
even more bonded together.
That's why I'm, like, I want to go home.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, in time, but... I think you guys have just always been exactly who you are and showed Cameron that, yeah, Cameron and I, that we need to be exactly who we are.
I don't like to sugarcoat shit. I want things to be real. Yeah. Yes, we protected you, but you know what? There's probably shit that you heard and saw that, yeah, other kids never did. And, like, thank God it wasn't, like, fighting between me and Dad.
You guys
were
never
just
like
real.
That.
Like, crap I dealt with my mom. Like, you guys know 100% the shit I go through.
Yeah.
And I need you guys because I just need you guys for my mental health.
Yeah.
Really.
And this is why it bothers me a lot, though, because people will see the bond the four of us have and say, you guys are perfect. No. You guys have this perfect family. You have this perfect relationship.
No.
But what we have is nothing is perfect in life. Nothing is ever perfect. And because you guys are real about the shit that's not perfect makes us be able to connect on such a real level. Like, I don't know what other word to use than real, but...
No, and, like, you guys are living in such a society where people are posting shit and everyone's life looks friggin' amazing. And it's not real. Yeah.
And
you can't think that that's what life is like.
No,
it's not. How's your apartment?
Fucking sucks,
right?
It sucks. There's mold all over my shower.
We don't need to talk about that. I'm a bad mother for letting her stay there.
No,
but, like, you know, you do all the research and I feel bad as a mom that I wasn't more involved, but you have to let kids discover and figure it out.
Yeah.
And you had the wool pull over your eyes because the pictures you saw on the place you were going to rent wasn't what you were staying in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happens in this world.
Yeah.
You know,
and the fact
and
that
you're,
like,
fine. And,
yeah. And I'm doing it and I'm growing.
You're not
going
to get a fungus infection.
Hopefully not. But, like, you know, it'll be cool to come back to Toronto and be like, well, that was a story and an experience and we're not doing that again. But it's like, that's why it is hard for me to live at home, because I've grown to build such a relationship with you guys as an independent adult. And, like, even last year when I went through a breakup, Cameron texted me and he said, hey, I heard what happened. Are you okay? And then I called him or he called me and we FaceTimed and I cried to him on the phone. And, like, Cameron and I have a friendship relationship when we don't live under the same roof. And so that's why it's hard to, you know, in quarantine. In quarantine, we fought for, like, 6 months, and then I was leaving to Vancouver, and he was like, I'm so sad you're leaving. We were gonna get to hang out. And I was like, what? What the fuck? Since fucking when? And me being here makes me cherish so much what the four of us have, and makes me be like, okay, cool. I'm excited to go home and live it now. I think the other element to your relationship with Dad is there's just so much trust between you guys. And I think you guys feel so secure in who you both are as individuals that you're able to love each other wholly and fully.
Well, yeah, he's amazing. He makes me laugh every day, 10 times a day.
You guys have set a high standard for a relationship.
I know. But you're going to find that person. There's always going to be a fit.
It's true.
You know, don't settle.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, and you guys have taught us, like, to have, like, the self-worth you should have for yourself and the standards you should set for your partner.
And no one should, like, ever question you on that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have that in place.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. I really am. Like,
I feel so lucky.
Oh, my God.
No, I feel so lucky. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we just rambled about your story, but there's so much that comes out of it.
I feel like that was sort of therapeutic.
Thanks. Oh, my God. Good. I'm so glad.
I know. I think we need to go to the beach now.
Yeah, we're going
to
go to the beach. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Oh, where do you want people to follow you, Mom?
Oh, my God. Right? My Instagram is...
You know it.
Rochelle.
Okay, if you want to follow mom on Instagram, your Instagram is?
Rochelle P. McD.
MCD for McDonald's. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much,
Jessica. I love you. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Jessica J. McDonald and subscribe. You have to rate and review also.
I know, but I do it on
Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah.
But I did rate one.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you do it on Apple Podcasts, you get more of like a street cred for it.
So I should do it on Apple. Okay.
Well, I'll do that. Perfect.
I love Jessica's podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my god, yeah.
I do. I listen to it on my walk.
Mom can tell when I'm bored. If my listeners can't tell when I'm bored on my podcast, mom says she can always tell when I'm bored. And she goes, you really pull these questions out of your ass. Where do these come
from?
She's
amazing.
I love you.
Yeah, I love, because you keep people engaged and like you, but you do care. Like I can tell when you don't, but then you turn it around and then you care. You're amazing.
I feel like I didn't have to do that with you because I just care about your story.
Well, we just flow.
Totes. Okay.
Why?
I wonder. All right. Thank you for listening. I post every Tuesday and Friday.